All right. We're taking a look at taking care of our bodies for health matters on this Power Friday on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. So what are we doing? Taking a look at how we can make our lives better through exercise. When you're doing aerobic exercise, the cells throughout the body, from head to toe, increase the number and size of the microscopic power plants that we call mitochondria. These use oxygen to fuel reactions throughout the body. Dr. Janesco goes on to point out that the mitochondria make up the part of the body's cells that turn oxygen into the energy that each cell uses to function. Can you imagine that? All those billions and billions of cells in our bodies, and each one of those cells is using oxygen as we're exercising. And those cells, each cell is involved in the exercise process, functioning and using energy in the process. Amazing bodies, amazing. Well, these changes yield major heart health benefits, with research published in the American Journal of Cardiology showing that aerobic training is the most efficient method of exercise for improving cardiovascular health. Aerobic exercise can help lower your cholesterol level. By the way, speaking of cholesterol level, y'all know that a lot of times when we talk about cholesterol levels, we often talk about two different types. We usually mention LDL, low-density lipoprotein, the one that a lot of people like to call the bad cholesterol. And a lot of you have heard me say this before. There's really no bad cholesterol in us. It's all good. The high-density lipoprotein, or the HDL, the one that people call good cholesterol, and the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, are both good. They're found in our bodies naturally, and we need both. We just need to avoid having a lot of the LDL. It's not the LDL that's bad. It's having too much of it that's bad. And so just remember this. You need the numbers to go in two different directions when it comes to your cholesterol. High density lipoprotein, HDL numbers, should go up. You want them to be high. Low density lipoprotein, the LDL numbers, should be low. You want them to go down. Low density lipoprotein, LDL, high density, you want the levels to be where the name implies, what the name suggests. High density lipoprotein, you want the numbers to be high, the level to be high. Low density, you want the number to be low. You don't want to have zero LDL. That's proof positive that it is not bad. You just don't want to have too much of it. Yeah, if you have none of it, you're going to be in bad shape. You'll be in trouble. All right, so you want to get your HDL as high as you can. You want to get your LDL as low as you safely can. Because even when we're not talking about having it at a level of zero, you don't want it to be too low, even though it's well above zero. So talk with your doctor. Talk with your doctors, everyone. Find out where those levels should be. Okay, now, not only can aerobic exercise help with heart health and help reduce your cholesterol levels, they can also reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. They can improve your immune function. They can lower your blood pressure. How many of you would prefer, if you really think about it now, and you kind of envision yourself moving your body and allowing yourself to learn to enjoy moving. How many of you would prefer to go ahead and exercise to bring your blood pressure down, rather than take medications to bring your blood pressure down? Generally speaking, as long as the exercise is going to be effective and get the job done, it won't run the risk of causing side effects the way some medications can. Just food for thought. All right, so cardiovascular disease remains the number one cause of death in America, according to Dr. Dan Tripps, who's chief operating officer and director of exercise science for Spec Health, which is a lifestyle medicine practice in Seattle. associated with physical inactivity, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and smoking, cardiovascular disease accounts for almost 25% of all U.S. deaths. Almost 25% cardiovascular disease. What is the remedy? There are a number of remedies, but man, physical activity is a remarkably easy one. And it continues to be the most effective way to combat coronary heart disease. Exercise continues to be the most effective way to combat coronary heart disease. Now, how many of you, come on, let's do this. Let's make a commitment. For real, let's make a commitment that we are going to take time to think about the different types of exercise available. As a matter of fact, why don't we do this? Why don't we go online and just look up various types of exercise? We can look at still pictures, maybe look at videos, different types of aerobic exercise, various types of strength training exercises. And make a list. I mean, literally write down some of the ones that seem most appealing to you, the kinds that would interest you the most, that would have you saying, hey, you know what? I think I can get into this. I think I could do this elliptical thing. It might take me a while to get to a point where I can do it for longer than 5 minutes, but I think I'd enjoy this. And maybe make a list of maybe 7 or 8 different exercises that you think you would enjoy. Make some of it aerobic training, some of it strength training. I mean, even if you add push-ups to the list, it doesn't necessarily have to be something, all of them involving equipment. Things that you can do with just your body weight. Include equipment if you like to. Whatever you think will be interesting to you so that you can get into a routine that will be so interesting to you that you stay with it. You stick with it. Aerobic exercise improves the fitness of the heart and the lungs. Yet surveys show that nearly 1/3 of Americans are not active at all, despite these benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, let's break that. For us, let's break that. Let's encourage our family members to join us. We won't try to force them, but let's encourage them to join us. Even if it's only once in a while, you go, you work out 3, 4, 5 times a week, and maybe family members can only go with you once a week or 2 times a month. Those 2 times that you all can get together to exercise, do it together. I tell you what, we're going to get this. We're going to do this, y'all. We're going to do this. We're going to get our hearts healthier. We're going to get our lungs healthier. We're going to help our brains work more efficiently, more powerfully, so that we remember things better and recall things better. Let's do this, y'all. Let's do this. All right. Man, I'm excited. Y'all got me excited. All right. The most recent guidelines from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend engaging in at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. So that might be 30 minutes, 5 times per week. If you want to break it up and say do 45 minutes, 3 times a week, that's good. But do remember this. I would like for us to come up with ways to spread out the exercise as much as we can so that, you know, if we can, we can exercise maybe 4 days a week. I know with a lot of schedules, there really is a lot going on, and I know you're not making excuses. You really have a lot going on, but we've got to find a way to get this to happen. So remember, if you can only do it in 3 days, and so you do 3 days of 45 minutes, cool. But remember this now, we can always take 2 or 3 10-minute breaks while we're at work and exercise our bodies for 10 minutes, whether we're doing calisthenics, whether we're doing isometrics like push-ups, whether we're walking the halls or walking outdoors, stretching. Remember, I shared with you a few weeks ago that people were able to increase their strength and their endurance as well as their flexibility by stretching. And they found that in 8 weeks' time, the people who had been sedentary and then stretched several times a week became much more fit than the people who continued, who were in that same test, who did nothing during that same 8-week period. So think about what you can be doing. Come up with a plan something that you will enjoy so you can stick with it. No less than 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. And if your exercise is more intense, 75 minutes per week can yield similar results. According to the CDC, for greater heart benefits, the CDC recommends upping your weekly exercise to 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity, 150 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, or a mix of the two. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to make life a whole lot more interesting, a whole lot better. Can you imagine being able to focus better, to concentrate more easily when you're in school, when you're at home doing schoolwork, homework? Can you imagine being in better shape, you and your spouse being in better shape, so that it's easier for both of you to get more pleasure out of your sex life with each other? Benefits, benefits. Stay with us. We'll be bringing to you Jennifer Palmieri. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB.